Hello, class, and welcome back to another lesson. Today's lesson, we are going to answer another one of your questions. So let's start off by reading off the question. My goal is to improve my speaking English and communicating skills in general, especially in a professional occasions such as meetings with colleagues or clients, interview, etc. And this question was submitted by Andy. So first off, Andy, thank you so much for your question. So, few tips to help you out if you just want to work on your communication skills, right? Just some very useful tips that you can apply to different communication settings, whether it be interview, work, presentations, business meetings, to just communicating with strangers, whatever it may be. Here are some simple tips. Number one, ask questions. This is one of the things that most people, at least from my experience, rarely do, especially to strangers. Rarely do people actually ask questions that they genuinely find intriguing, or people rarely ask questions to get to know someone. So here's an example. One of the things that is pretty normal, right, is that people ask, "Oh, how are you?" But here's the problem. They have the tendency to ask, "How are you?" out of courtesy, rather than actually being interested in figuring out how you actually are. And I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking this way. I'm pretty sure all of y'all, especially when you communicate with your colleagues, maybe bosses, or just random strangers, when you ask, "How are you?" you say that out of courtesy without really being interested in the response, and vice versa. Strangers ask that to you, they say that out of courtesy. But here's the problem. What's the point of asking questions if you're not interested in if you're not interested in the response? So if you're curious about someone, ask questions, but you also, most importantly, need to be interested in the response. Now, think about a casual conversation. You sit there with your best friend. What do you usually talk about? Or how do you start a conversation? Maybe if you haven't seen them in a long time, you'll say, "Oh, like, what you've been up to?" And then they'll say something like, "Oh, I've just been working, but et cetera, et cetera." Now, are you interested in what they have to say? Hopefully, yes, because they're your best friend. Hopefully, you're interested in what they have to say. Now, what's the next thing you all talk about? Maybe you'll ask them, "Oh, like, how's work?" Since you've been working solely on work in the past couple of weeks, they'll give a response. Maybe they'll say, like, "Oh, yeah, it's been difficult." And then you'll ask another follow-up question. They'll respond. You ask another follow-up question. Now, that's the flow of conversation. You initially ask a question, which is the message. You're sending a message to someone. You're waiting for them to digest that message. They'll respond. You get feedback. And then you send another message, which is another question. That's how the flow of communication works. Now, here's the problem. And this might just be my personal experience because I live in Los Angeles. And a lot of people, they're not the chatty type. Everyone is very much to themselves. Everyone's just doing their own thing. So this might just be focused on a major city and my personal experience. But from my personal experience, people don't ask questions. People just aren't interested in others. And if you're not interested in having a conversation, of course your conversational skills aren't going to improve because you're not interested. And that's one of the things that is so simple to implement, but rarely do people do. They don't ask questions with actually genuinely being interested in the response. So if you want to improve your conversational skills, whether it be to your colleagues, friends, meeting strangers, to your bosses, whatever it may be, is actually be interested in people, be interested in what people have to say. It's just being a good, it's being a people person. And that's one of the greatest skills that I've always implemented. And I would credit that to a lot of my success in the work field because I'm not the smartest person in the world. And especially being a professor, when I started teaching, I was around 20, 24, I believe, around there. I started becoming a professor at 24, so which is a little strange for most, especially individuals who've been teaching who were my colleagues for so long. They're like, oh wow, what, why is this young kid like my equal, right? But one thing that I always tell people is like, why don't, rather than like demeaning me and just viewing me as is, like a 24-year-old professor, why don't you try to understand what got me into this position? So it goes without saying, obviously, I have the requirements, I have a lot of experience in my field, but also, like, simply put, I like being around people and I like making people feel better and I like being there for people. And as a result, my department in my university like that about me. They like having me around. They want to work with me. They see me as a friend. They see me as an equal. They see me as someone who can do well with them, who can work with them, that can help create the vision that they have. Now, conversational skills, it's very simple, and this is the easiest tip I can give you, is just ask questions. But now, with just asking questions, it's more than just saying, how are you? You actually need to be interested in how they actually are. Like, if you're asking someone, are you all right? Be interested in them. And that's one of the things that a lot of my friends have always told me has been one of my strengths, which is I'm curious about people. Like, I generally find curiosity in people because I love observing nonverbal cues. Sometimes when I see someone sitting there alone, just doing their own thing, I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, hey, I would usually give them a compliment. It's like, oh, hey, I really like your sweater, which I mean because I really do like the sweater, how it looks on them. It's like, oh, where'd you get it? They will tell me, and I'm like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I could never rock that sweater. It looks super dope on you. Like, I wish, laugh a little bit, you know, just be a little charming. But conversational skills, it's boils down to someone sending a message, someone else receiving said message, you as the sender getting feedback from that message, and then after you get feedback, you decide if you want to send another message. Now, maybe the reason why you don't have great conversational skills is because you're not interested in sending another message, and then another message, and then another message. Now, how do you resolve that issue? Talk to people you actually find interesting or that you want to get to know. That's how you improve your conversational skills, is you have genuine conversations with people. Now, if you're not interested in people, then I can't really help you. That's something that you would have to kind of resolve for yourself. And if that's the case, then you will have to find someone you actually want to communicate with. But because you're trying to improve your communication skills, you should practice them, or practice your skills with everyone you can, with the barista at Starbucks, maybe the teller at your bank, or whomever it may be. Ask questions. How are you? Be interested in their response, and then provide a follow-up question. Very simple rule, which a lot of people don't apply. And if you live in a large city, or I think it's safe to say most people who are listening to this have experienced, you know, like the courtesy, how are you? The conversation ends there. People just ask questions out of courtesy, not out of genuine interest. So don't be like the everyone else. Actually be interested in people's responses. Okay, now, next tip, and this is part of the conversations, and this can apply to conversations, professional occasions, colleagues, interviews, whatever, right? It's just it's the communication essential. Tip number two is share stories about yourself. Share personal examples. Share why you are working at that specific job. Share your hobby, share your interests. Obviously, it's based off timing, but you need to share parts of yourself. Because once you share parts of yourself, you're more likely that the responder or the person you're having a conversation with will respond in the similar way. Now, for example, let's say I ask you, oh, like, how are you? And then you'll say, I'm fine. I was like, oh, like, what have you been up to? It's like, oh, you know, I'm just working on stuff. What have you been working on? And then eventually you just dive a little deeper, you get a little more interested. And then when you find a similarity in your conversation, that's when you can share moments of yourself. For example, let's say that the other person is interested in fashion. I was like, oh wow, like I'm getting into fashion a lot. Recently I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos of fashion hauls and designers and runway shows and stuff like that, and I've been getting really into it. What kind of, are you into that stuff? And they might say yes, they might say no, but that's how you kind of build a relationship. That's how you build a connection. But more importantly, you can use that skill of sharing stories to interviews, presentations, whatever. Because think about it. What's one of the goals that you have when communicating with people? One of the greatest things about communication is that it bridges us together. It can connect myself to you, regardless of our ethnic backgrounds, our different tastes, whatever. If I can share a personal example of myself that you can relate to, then that means we have an emotional bond to some degree. That means that we can have a connection. That means that you understand where I'm coming from. Why do you think interviews on YouTube, you can watch any of your favorite interview. It can be super casual, right? What are your favorite parts about said interview? Most likely, your favorite parts of an interview are the moments where that actor, athlete, celebrity, aroma, whoever, is sharing a specific story about themselves. Maybe it was that funny story where, they went shopping, but they slipped on the floor because it was too waxed, but people were watching, so they try to keep it cool, whatever, try to look smooth, whatever. Maybe it was that athlete talking about how they struggled to get into the NBA because they weren't a great ideal height, right? Maybe they were too short to get into the NBA, and they talked about the struggles and how they overcame it. Those are what bridges people together. Those stories will always be valuable. I mean, why is the entertainment business, the TV business, the movie business so lucrative, and why will it continue being lucrative? It's because, and why are movies constantly remade? Why are plot lines constantly remade? It's because people, humans, love those stories. We love those underdog stories. We love those stories of two people falling in love. We love those horror films, right? Even though you know exactly what's probably going to happen, you can probably predict the ending, but why do you watch it? Because you just love the storytelling. You want to be immersed. You want to feel the characters. You want to relate to the characters. And most likely you do. And you know exactly what's going to happen, but you still watch it. It's nothing new, but it's just what humans crave for. We crave belonging. We crave to relate to people. We crave relatability. We crave community. Now, how do you foster community? How do you foster relationships? How do you create a connection during interviews, during presentations? The answer will always be sharing stories about yourself. And it's important how you learn to tell your story. Because I can simply say, hi, I'm Brian. I am a professor. I'm 30 years old. I've been teaching for half of my life, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, I gave you information about me, but that's all it is. That's information. That's information you can find on my LinkedIn, probably, or et cetera. But it doesn't tell anything about me. It hasn't told, I haven't told you my story of how I got to this point, all the struggles, all the heartbreaks, all those moments that I had to starve, all my troubled childhood. I haven't told you any of that, but if I did, it would create a more emotional bond with you and I. And you'll probably relate to me more. And a result, if you relate to me more, you're probably going to be more enticed to want to listen to me. And as a result, you're probably going to, I'm going to earn a lot more credibility with you. You're going to want to listen to me because you're going to find that connection. It's like, oh my God, I see myself in him and I can relate to him and I want to kind of like be like him. It's the same thing with athletes, same thing with your role models. You see parts of their story in you. So share stories always, but it's always about timing, right? And that's a whole different lesson about timing and knowing when to share moments about yourself. But sharing stories will always work. It has always worked and it will always continue to work. You ask any business, you ask Nike, Adidas, whatever, They're constantly selling stories. Okay. Number three. Last tip. Easier said than done. It's just sound conversational. One thing that I've noticed with a lot of people when it comes to, professional settings is that they just try too hard. They try to be someone that they're not. And sure, I understand that you're putting on a professional face, right? Your professional side, and you're trying to exude professionalism and be courteous and stuff like that, which is fine. But the reality is that most people will just see you as that. They'll see you as a professional. They'll probably just see you as a colleague. If that's your goal, go for it, right? You can just constantly be courteous and professional. That's great. People will just see you as professional. But if you really want to work on your communication skills, you need to allow your personality to shine. And the only way to do that is for you to sound conversational. You need to sound like you. You need to sound like the real you. And obviously, you might not do that initially. For example, if you're talking to your boss for the first time, you're not gonna be like, "Hey, what's up, boss? Like, how you doing? What's up? What's up?" No. You want to test the waters. You want to feel each other out. You want to build rapport with each other. But eventually, you want to show different sides of yourself to your boss during your presentations, during interviews, during whatever, so people can actually see you as more than just a professional or as their colleague. And these three simple tips, again, just to remind you, number one, ask questions, but when you're asking questions, be genuine. Number two, share stories about yourself. Stories bring us together. Why do we love movies, TV shows, song, all that stuff? Stories always sell. And last but not least, sound conversational, sound like you. But again, it's always about timing. All of these tips are always about timing. And that's one of the most important things about communication. It's all about kairos. It's all always about knowing the right time to bring up which question, to say which response, etc. And that takes time, that takes practice, that takes a lot of motivation to want to constantly work on your communication skills. But simply put, you have to put it into practice. You're not going to get better at communicating when you just follow a script. Because following a script, that's just acting. So take these tips, apply them. These tips are very universal. They might not be thought-provoking or new to you, but the reason why I bring them up is because most people still don't do these three tips because they're so si in theory, they're so simple, but when it comes to application, people don't do it whether or not it might be because they're lazy, they're scared, they're afraid of rejection, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, if you want to improve your skills, you have to apply the practice tips. So do your due diligence and put in the work, simply put. Okay, so that concludes the video for today. Hopefully you found this lesson helpful. If you did, I don't know if you're on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, like the video, leave some comments. If you're on my podcast, give it some like, give it some stars. I don't know which podcast platform you're using, but just help me share this lesson if you found it valuable. Okay, till next time, y'all. Take care. This concludes our lesson for today. I hope you found it useful. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at prof.brianhy@gmail.com. I'll see you next time. Have a wonderful day.